Facebook censors New York Post over article exposing BLM co-founder. By Alam Bokhari on April 16, 2021. The New York Post has been censored by Facebook, again, after publishing a story about Patrice Cuncullers, co-founder of the Black Lives Matter organization, and her spree of mansion buying across the country. Cuncullers has made headlines around the world after it emerged that she bought 4 luxury homes last year in purchases totaling more than $3 million. These included a $1.4 million home in Topanga Canyon, California, one of the most expensive neighborhoods in the country, with a population that was over 88% white and just 0.4% black as of the 2010 census. Abigail Schreier, author of Irreversible Damage, noticed that she was unable to share the New York Post's latest story about the Cuncullers mansions yesterday. Facebook will not allow you to post this NY Post story or even to message it to another person. I just tested it, wrote Schreier in a Twitter post. So Facebook is now effectively opening your mail and reading the contents for ideologically objectionable material. Anyone worried? In a comment to Breitbart News, a Facebook spokeswoman said this content was removed for violating our privacy and personal information policy. Facebook does have a policy against posting residential information on the platform. It is unclear if Facebook will enforce this policy against the numerous news organizations that share pictures and location information about Jonathan Pentland, the Army drill sergeant whose home was vandalized by Black Lives Matter activists on Wednesday. Numerous posts containing pictures of Pentland's residence and information on his location remain on Facebook. In a post on Twitter, New York Times media columnist and former editor-in-chief of BuzzFeed News Ben Smith noted that Facebook's guidelines on doxing were written so broadly that they could apply to many articles on news sites, allowing Facebook to pick and choose which ones to censor. Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. He is the author of #DeleteIt, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election.